Stark, this is dictating on George Lopez. George. Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. Date of birth is 7/3/34. Date of visit 12/8/25. Please make a copy for Stephen Clark, M.D. Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Stephen, thank you for sending George Lopez for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. History, present illness. This is a 91-year-old male who has had a history of persistent cough for the past 3 to 4 months. Had a chest x-ray done, which showed no active infiltrates. There was a compression deformity of a lower thoracic vertebra. The patient has a history of anemia and chronic kidney disease. He does not bring up much sputum. Tonight's fever, chills, and night sweats, and has no hemoptysis. All legs falling. Next paragraph, past history. His past history has included history for type 2 diabetes and hypertension, as well as chronic kidney disease. Yes, also has hyperlipidemia and urinary retention. The history for a foot drop, and he uses a brace. And the patient has blepharitis. He had no previous history of pneumonia and has had no recent pulmonary function study. Next paragraph, past history includes. Please add in the past history. Past surgical history includes hip surgery for fracture and colon dissection. Can you mention left hip surgery for fracture and colon resection? Yes, had a pelvic fracture. He also had ulcers of his foot. Next paragraph. Can you also mention in the past history the patient has history of memory loss and prostatic hypertrophy? Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per week for about 20 years and then quit. No significant alcohol. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has a cough, denies any wheezing. He has no hemoptysis, fever, chills. He has had no weight loss, fatigue. Denies double vision or cataracts, but has blepharitis. He has joint pains and muscle aches. Denies headaches, numbness in the extremities, but has memory loss. Yes, peripheral neuropathy and no skin rash, no itching, denies depression or anxiety. He has urinary frequency and retention, denies any vertigo or sore throat, no abdominal pains, nausea, GI bleed or diarrhea. Next, med list included aspirin 1 daily. Jardiance 12.5 milligrams daily, memantine 5 milligrams BID, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.8 milligrams daily, mirbetric 50 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and that's it. Next. Physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. There are mild varicosities to the extremities. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse 72, respiration 6. 16, temperature 97. 5, weight is 159. Saturation 98. Itchy and anomalous, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy, chest equal movements with diminished excursions, decreased breath sounds at the periphery, and occasional crackles at the lung bases. Heart dehancing for irregular, someone has to with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, denying no mass, no megaly. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of one pus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is chronic cough with reactive airways. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is chronic kidney disease, stage 4. And, number 5 is prostatic hypertrophy. Next paragraph, plant patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and also get a CT chest without contrast. You will use Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams TIDPRN, and continue with these other mentioned medications, including metoprolol, Jardiance, memantine, atorvastatin, and tamsulosin. Oh, can you please add in the final diagnosis, also write memory loss. Memory loss is number 5. Okay, and finally, the patient will come back for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephen Clark, MD, CLARK. Thank you.